At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
I am going with a name that is not synonymous with not being a RB1, at least as of recent, but he is in the late teens. The reason is because they got another boy in there. I'm going with Devon Achan as my surprise RB1 of the week. He's not such a surprise, but he is a surprise because Raheem Mostert doesn't go away. And we did see the overall production tick down a tiny bit this week after getting the 17 carries, which was like, why are we not going to go all in on Achan? He then drops down to 7 carries. He did have 9 targets, I'd like to point out. So he had 12 total touches, but he is ranked considerably lower this week. The Jets are interesting because the Jets defense makes you think, oh, this is a deep, you know, they're going to stop. The Jets on the year are giving up top 10 most rushing yards and receiving yards to running backs. So for RBs, they are giving up the top receiving and rushing yards. Well, give me Achan. When you talk about both sides of that game, I think we're going to bounce back into more touches for Achan. If you do have the possibility of that secondary shutting some of this down in the passing game, maybe getting to Tua a little bit, you're going to see some screen passes, and you're going to see more Achan. I think Achan is built against for a defense like this for big plays. I think he's going to have a huge week this week, and I am staring for the moment they drop his receiving yard prop because that is something I'm going to be betting this week. So Achan, give me him as my surprise RB1. Surprise RB2 actually might surprise you, Boggs. I'm going to go with Jaylen Warren, and I feel a little icky about doing it because I've been very pro Najee Harris, but I will tell you why. Over the last month, Colts are giving up the second most fantasy points to running backs overall. Najee Harris, a little bit banged up. They're also giving up a decent amount of receiving yards. They're giving up the 7th most receiving yards, or this is the 8th most receiving yards to running backs in that same amount of time. I think this is another spot. Explosive plays are in the works here. From a yards perspective, I think it's top 10 overall yards. And I think Jaylen Warren, as he has ticked down, this team is going to bounce back on it. We're not going to continue the low percentages. And I think he's going to have a nice bounce back this week, and he will be a surprise RB2.
Yeah, I Najee being hurt, the Colts not having a very good run D, I think that all adds up to Jaylen Warren being pretty decent. So I think that's a good pick. I went with, and you can tell me where he is today. I just couldn't believe it. I know he's been nicked up, but Ken Walker was down at 29. And I know
he's
they're
still
playing the
29
Eagles
right now.
They're playing the Eagles here, but Eagles have been giving it up on the ground. Their last 3 games are averaging giving up over 150 yards per game. We just saw the Cowboys put up 138 on them. How many rushing yards did the Niners put up on them? It was a lot. So it was, I'll tell you right now, 146. So Ken Walker being up, this game is on Monday. It's another day, an extra day for him to rest as well, even though he has been banged up. I mean, I think he goes out there and he runs all over. So I'm in on Ken Walker this week against Philly.
It's good that you have the trust, by the way. But I think the main thing is people have lost the trust and Charbonnet's usage going up. I am shocked that he is like 29, but I think it's hard
healthy
to crack the top 20. You can't crack the top 20.
Look, he's been, what was his percentage last week was 56 to 42 over Charbonnet, and that was his first week back after being banged up. So I think he's going to get more this week, and he has an extra day to rest because that game's on Monday night. So I think he's going to finish inside the top 24 for sure, especially if he gets in the end.
And I think the problem that's sitting for people since week 8, he has one top 30 performance. And that was a big one. He had, I think it was 5 overall in half PPR. The rest have been garbage. So it hasn't
been hurt, but he looked okay last week. They just played the Niners. So, you know, I think this week against Philly, he will have much more success. My last one, look, I'm going to take Deontay Foreman against Cleveland. I know Cleveland has been a good defense, but they only gave up 58 to Jacksonville last week, but Denver had 169 against them. The Rams had 120 against them. They just lost Okoronkwo for the season, it looks like. Grant Delpit was placed on IR as well. So they're losing a couple pieces here on defense. Myles Garrett's still there. The defense is still very good. They still have very good corners, but I think if you're the Bears, you are going to be running the ball. I think you're going to see a lot of Fields taking off running with it, which makes Foreman liable to have more open lanes. So, and he is the guy they use at the goal line. So let's get Deontay Foreman to fall in and get a touchdown. Maybe the yards won't be there, but if he scores, he'll definitely be an RB3 at least.
I don't love mine this week, but I am going with the volume of Ty Chandler versus the Bengals. Bengals, they're kind of median across the board. They're like...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I guess, I mean, over the last month, they've been a little bit more stouty, I suppose, as far as like total fantasy points that have been given up. But for the most part, they kind of sit in the general range. They've given up a decent amount of touchdowns. So over the last month, they've given up the second most rushing touchdowns, which really stands out. They've given up 4 across what I think is 3 games. Maybe it is the full 4 games. But this is simply a guy that is right around that 3 range who's going to get the volume they trust.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
They'll trust Ty Chandler, I think, in the goal line situation. And I think they'll throw him the ball a decent amount. So when you're looking at the back end of those running backs and you are truly sitting here going, who are some deep plays that I can get? You're staring at names like, at least according to Fantasy Pros ranks, you're staring at names like Ty Chandler, Tajay Spears, Chase Brown, Charbonnet. Some of those guys are better overall talents, but Chandler, I'm banking on the volume. So I'm going to bank on volume here and say he will be our sleeper RB of the week. Going over to wide receivers. This might be my all in of the week, Boggs. I'm just waiting for it to drop. It is officially Zay Flowers week. We are back. We are back with a Zay Flowers week because I want the Zay Flower shares. Jacksonville giving up the 4th most fantasy points to receivers over the last month and the most receiving yards overall. Zay Flowers has had 18 targets over the last 2 games. And coming off of the bye, what's the first thing they did? 10 targets. A little bit of a different great game script when you're going up against the Rams. There's a lot more throwing the ball. Jacksonville is not good. Zay Flowers is going to eat. I'm taking overs this week. I pick on certain players that I really like to bet. I haven't bet on Zay Flowers in quite some time. This is a Zay Flowers week. He is my surprise wide receiver 1. I even had him as my 2 because he qualified in there. I believe he's wide receiver. Actually, might be wide receiver 24 now. I think he was like wide receiver 25 or 26. He is 24. I'm putting him all the way at surprise wide receiver 1.
Look, Jacksonville is giving up, the only team in the NFL giving up over 300 yards in the last 3 games. So that passing defense is bad. I mean, look, Josh Allen's been getting sacks, right? I think he has 13 and a half or 14 this year. He's been incredible, but the rest of the back end can't stop anything. So, yes, great. Josh Allen may hit your quarterback a few times, but the back end winger, oh, my God, he looks lost back there recently. So, yeah, I'm in on that one. I'm going to take Courtland Sutton again. I'm just going to take Courtland Sutton in this spot until he doesn't score a touchdown.
What is he ranked?
He was ranked 22 when I looked last night. So he was low because there was someone who's ranked 15 right now, Welsh.
He moved up. He's 19 now, by the way. He is, Sutton is. 15 is Keenan Allen.
Yeah, so Keenan Allen, I thought, was, or maybe it was, yeah, okay. Yeah, no, it was Brandon Ayuk. I was like, that's too easy because he's 13. I was like, that is too easy. That's who I thought you would take here, so I'm glad you took Zay. But so I left him there for you, but I was like, if I take Ayuk, that's kind of cheaping out.
I thought it was cheaping out. Like, and by the way, Ayuk, I know it's not like there's no narrative that people, but he did go to ASU and he's going to be in his hometown.
Right.
And I think he's going to vibe. So I'm about Ayuk.
Yeah, I like him a lot. But I mean, Courtland Sutton, Detroit, how bad has Detroit secondary been? They haven't been giving up yards necessarily, but they've been giving up points a lot. I mean, we saw them give it up to the Saints when the Saints were coming back. So they have, Detroit has the fifth worst graded coverage according to PFF in the league. They've been miserable recently, and Courtland Sutton may not catch 50 balls, but he's going to catch a touchdown almost every single week. He's played 13 weeks. He has 10 touchdowns. So Courtland's going to score. And I firmly believe that maybe twice. He is Russell Wilson's first look on every single play. So he's going to have the targets. He's been getting in the end zone. Detroit's been miserable. It all adds up to Courtland Sutton having a pretty good week, in my opinion.
Yeah, you love you some Sutton. All right, surprise wide receiver two.
I'm going to go in your game, but I'm going to go a little further down to Odell Beckham Jr. Odell Beckham saw 10 targets last week, and the Jags defense has been absolute dog ass over the last 3 weeks, as we mentioned, giving up over 300 yards. I just think that Lamar is going to have an enormous game. I think he needs to probably be everybody's QB1 this week, which he wasn't. It was
Jalen again.
Was it Jalen again?
No.
I mean, look, Jalen's amazing, but give me Lamar this week against that bat. And he's going to run. We know he's going to run. So, yeah, I mean, give me Lamar in this game. But OBJ, I think, has been, he's just looked better and better. He's looked healthier and healthier. So one of my favorite plays of the week. For like DFS and stuff, he's going to be still fairly cheap. So give me OBJ.
I like it. We might have to look at that for pentathlon. My number two, why do you guys let me have him? I don't really need to sell you too much on Green Bay's Debo Samuel. It's Jaden Reed again. He is not ranked in the top 24. I know the volume. Listen, I didn't hit my receiving yard prop and it was like 30 something. But the guy also had like 7 catches, multiple rushes, a touchdown. It's dicey, but he is used just like Debo. It is just like Debo. You're going to have games. The only problem is he doesn't have the yak ability like Debo does. Debo can make a 3-yard loss into a 7-yard gain. Jaden Reed doesn't have that right now. But what you have to love is the volume continuously sticks. And that's the most important thing to me. And you're going up against the Bucs, who stank. They stank as far as their coverage. Fifth most fantasy points over the last month given up. They've given up the tied for the most touchdowns overall. Running backs here, so let me come back. But they still do stink. I think they just don't stink as much.
Jaden Reed has been rushing, so.
Yeah, he does. He actually does rush. Yeah, I was looking at that. They've given up the fourth most receiving yards total. The receiving touchdowns have actually gone down a little bit, but the yards are plentiful. Jaden Reed is the number one guy. He's used as a Debo. I just gonna keep going about it. Here was the other thing I wanted to share with you.
They're banged up too. I mean, that Bucs defense has been hurt
since week 10. Pulling this back up because I used it to go look at quarterbacks. Since week 10, Jaden Reed is a wide receiver 1. He is the 12th highest scoring in PPR overall wide receiver. I am banking on it again against that Bucs secondary. Give me Jaden Reed as my surprise wide receiver 2. And then finally, I do want to pay attention to the injury reports because I will pivot to the other guy. I'm going to take a Cardinals wide receiver that is not Marquise Brown. My current pick against my Niners is going to be Michael Wilson, It could go to Greg Dortch because he's been getting a whole bunch of targets, but Niners are giving up.
Good too. I think Greg Dortch is a better wide receiver than people give him credit for.
And it might be the case. Niners giving up the second most catches to wide receivers over the last month. And the last meeting Michael Wilson had against the Niners, he was a perfect 7 catches on 7 targets for 76 yards. Kyler Murray is now there and targets the non-Marquise Brown, who is banged up. So I'm going to go against the wide receiver on my Niners just because it's a great play and Michael Wilson bumps up. But yeah, don't sleep on Greg Dortch too. I mean, you're probably not in a situation where you want to start him, either one of these guys, but right. That's where I would go with a sleeper this week.
I'm going to go to your boy, Josh Downs, against my Steelers. And look, the Steelers got blueprinted the last 2 weeks. Trey McBride over the middle, and then the Patriots saw that when we're going to throw the ball to Hunter Henry over the middle. Who catches the ball over the middle for the Colts? It's Josh Downs. He has 11 catches on the left side of the hash, 11 catches on the right side of the hash, and 31 catches in the middle of the field. Steelers have been getting torched over the middle because all of their linebackers are hurt. It's Alandon Roberts is the only guy left. Quan Alexander was supposed to be out there. Cole Holcomb was supposed to be out there. They're dead. Macon Fitzpatrick is probably going to shade towards Michael Pittman, since Michael Pittman has been getting so much attention recently, leaving the middle of the field pretty open. It's DeMonte KZ, who cannot cover. He's a hard hitter, but he can't cover against Josh Downs. Josh Downs is going to eat against my Steelers. I hate to say it, but the guy goes over the middle of the field, and they give up the middle of the field. So let's go with God, go with Josh Downs. That's what I say. Always have.
Always have. I always said, go with when we go with God, we go with Josh Downs. 100%.
That's right. There you go. Step in the sand next to me.
Those are our plays for the week, for the surprise and the sleepers, if you guys want to play those bad boys. And that takes us to the Jack Boyce featurette that does not feature Jack Boyce this week. It features other people doing voicemails with old Jack Boyce parody songs. And that segment is coming up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League. More Spoon. Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. Stay here right now. Leave a message or whatever. Podcast listeners leaving messages stupid.
Jack Boyce voicemails. We'll call it that here. The non-Jack Boyce segment this week. I say we do this. Let's kick it off with a previous song. And let me see if I can find the one you suggested. And then we are going to end with one of my favorites of all time, which was Jack wrote a special song for us a couple years ago. I think it was like 2 years ago, right?
Was it 2 years ago or last year?
I think it was 2 years ago. Yeah, because okay. I think Jack was live with us last year doing some stuff. And he did this amazing We Are In This League, which we are going to end the show with. We're going to go out with that song. But let's start it off in celebration and kind of a little preview to what we're going to do at Deck Our Balls with we're going to do the five best. And we're going to vote, and I'm going to, in the GroupMe room, start taking some suggestions. When I said, let's play an old song, this is what came to Bogman's mind immediately. This song is from 2021. Saquon is the loneliest.
Saquon has the loneliest owners that you'll ever see. 2 weeks at least. You'll be without Saquon. Are there lonelier owners than those with Saquon? Bogman's team's just aren't as good anymore since he went away. Now Bog spends his time playing Madden with the Welsh and thinking of yesterday. Saquon has the loneliest owner. Saquon has the loneliest owner. Saquon has the loneliest owner.
A That's probably gonna be in the top five. I'm gonna be honest.
It's so good.
I don't know how we're
every
gonna.
Every song he does is so unbelievable. But that one was great.
I haven't determined how we're going to really truly do this because I think people are gonna forget some of the songs. Like when you said like Saquon, I was like, yeah, that was a good song. And then we replayed it. I was like, Jesus, that was an amazing song. That wasn't just a good song. That was like the best song. But there are so many. There's a couple from this year from Jack. The Niner ones, the Garoppolo one. Garoppolo Places was an incredible one. So we'll figure that out. But that is in honor of our boy, Jack, and one of the best that he's done. And we will end the show with another one of those. But we do have some other voicemails. So let's get to those. Jack Boyce's featurette band. This week featuring Trent. Trent sent one in saying, good luck in the playoffs, boys.
What's up, fellas? Got a couple start sit questions for you for the first round of the playoffs.
Truck or car? Truck. This has truck vibration again.
Yeah.
Truck. Okay. Was Trent the one we determined was a while back driving?
That was talk.
Yeah. We like to determine this. I don't know if this is delivery truck, though, but this is definitely a truck with that vibration sound.
Would you start Justin Fields at Cleveland or Jared Goff at home against Denver in a 4 point per touchdown format?
Can I also present? He sounds like Nick Offerman from the Parks and Rec.
Okay.
How he said that here. Hold on. Listen to this Ron part Swanson? Right here. Yeah. Swanson, listen to this.
Playoffs. Would you start a couple start sit questions for you for the first round of the playoffs? Would you start?
Didn't you hear that? You hear the Nick Offerman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought it was pretty good. So Jared Goff or Fields?
Fields. I mean, just the upside. I know Cleveland's defense is good, but like I said, they are a little bit banged up, and he's going to run a lot. So give me Justin Fields.
I have Fields one spot ahead of Goff right now. I move Fields down. I am lower than consensus on Fields this week, but he does so much with his legs. Fields
Denver's just been playing better defense too, but it is in Detroit, so they don't have to deal with weather, and it's indoors for Goff, which is positive for him. So.
Yeah, the consensus ranks has Fields at 8 and Goff at 13. So just for that. All right.
Per touchdown format. Also, got nice and screwed by the Jonathan Taylor injury, so I'm having a whole lot of fun at my RB2 spot. Would you start Keaton Mitchell at Jacksonville? Or if Josh Jacobs is out, would you start one of Zamir White or Amir Abdullah?
You can hear him going over the bumps too. He's got some packages back there. You hear that? those are packages in there dropping.
He's starting to creep me out like the guy that can look at a picture and then be like, I know exactly where that is. And then he shows you the road.
Oh, yeah. I hear. I'm like, this person is in this place and whatever. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
listen, CIA sleeper cell. We don't need to know about the packages in the back of Trent's truck here. Give me Mitchell. I don't know how the Raiders are going to mix those backs. It's on short rest. So I don't want to see, I don't want to gamble with Amir Abdullah and Zamir White exchanging carries. I will gamble that Mitchell will take a big one to the house against Jacksonville, whose defense has been bad. So
love Keaton Mitchell. Not enamored with either Raiders running back.
I would love, like if they said Zamir White or Amir Abdullah were getting the start and going to take the workload, I would like one of them, but they're not going to do that. There's no reason for them to do
that. They would have to say that.
They haven't even announced their quarterback either. And there's rumors that it's going to be Jimmy G. We have no idea what the Raiders are going to
do. And I still wouldn't like the guy. Even if they were like, this is the guy, I still wouldn't like him more than Keaton Mitchell. So that
I might, if it was Amir, I might, because the Chargers run D has been bad, but they're not going to do that. So the point is moot. Go with Mitchell.
PPR format. Appreciate the help, fellas. And no, I am not a delivery truck driver.
Oh, no!
But yes, I am driving into work. And no, I will not tell you what I do. I will let you guys keep having a little bit of fun and guessing on that. See you boys later.
What an own. What an own. Trent just did
he
on
knew,
me.
He knew exactly here. What it was going to be. So.
Okay, so he's not a delivery driver. He's
driving into work.
But that's a work truck.
We heard him go over speed bumps, too.
So I believe, I don't know what it is yet. I think that's a work truck you're driving, Trent.
Did sound like a diesel engine. So, yeah. I'm with you.
You let us know. You don't have to tell us what you do, but
just say warm or cold on the next one.
Yeah.
we'll see where we're at.
You know what we need now? I don't know if Trent's in the army or whatever. This is my cheap plug. Like, Trent, join the army. But it's like, we need him on the special. He needs to give us another hint. And then we have to guess what
we
it
have to
is.
Reveal. Yeah, yeah.
The reveal.
The Christmas reveal from Trent. Yeah. That's hilarious.
And he's like, no, guys, because now I'm fired. So, oh, God damn it. He's like, I'm not supposed to be doing fantasy calls while I'm driving. Driving his truck where he's doing electrician work.
Here we go. All right. You know? Okay. I'm going to say he's a lineman for the county.
Like defensive lineman?
No.
Oh.
For the county.
Oh, okay. All right. Next up is Michael D. Young without a voicemail. I forgot about this. He said, Bogman Welsh, I rolled out Harrison Bryant last week, who promptly got 0 points and zero targets. I just picked up a Conquo, so if any of the listeners are depending on him for their playoff run, they should probably pivot. Thanks for the show.
Oh, wow. That is an appropriate email for this show.
So, My favorite thing is the self-deprecation of like, oh, I'm the cooler. When someone has that, like, they are the cooler, they will ruin something. There's just something so funny about it. It makes
I want to be the ecto cooler for Jake Browning this week. So that's why I picked him. Let's go.
I don't like the ecto word there, buddy. No? Well, speaking of ecto, Bogman, it's your boy, Daddy.
Oh. Hello, guys.
Oh, he's in the Daddy cellar.
Is back. And Dad has a playoff.
Where is he?
Conundrum.
Not near the phone.
Yeah. Not remotely close enough to the phone. He sounds like he's in a like a cellar with like a you know, those
with a little dog in a bucket.
Yeah.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
Horses.
It puts the lotion on the skin, or else it gets the hose again.
The athletic basket.
Hurt my throat. Yeah, it sounds like there's like a big radiator going on, but yeah, we're not getting closer to the phone. But what else you got, daddy
needs to know?
Ew.
If he should start Aaron Jones or Terry McLaurin.
Oh, that was water. You hear him turn it off? He's in a bath.
Our failures. Daddy had also been eliminated in another league. Fantasy football is stupid.
That's true.
Also, Daddy's pick of the week, under 43, Colts Steelers by the half point. Congratulations to the Longhorns, I guess. I think Bama's going to win it all, though. Goodbye, and be safe. Happy holidays.
That was a weird voicemail. That whole thing was weird.
Oh, we didn't answer his question, though.
I don't even remember what his question was.
It was Aaron Jones or Terry McLaurin.
I don't want to start Aaron Jones, but I don't want to start Terry McLaurin.
I mean, Terry McLaurin literally got a donut last week. So if Aaron Jones is up, even though...
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to...
get your bag!
Two ways to peel for a chance to...
get your bag!
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to...
get your bag!
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Oh, it's against Tampa Bay. I'm rolling him because Terry McLaurin has been miserable.
And they got the Rams, too. Well, the Rams, last month, the fifth most fantasy points against.
You know what? It's not even about that. It's about, I don't know where Sam Howell's going with the football right now. So he is doing his Jekyll and Hyde bit. And I don't know if he's going to Jekyll or if he's going to Hyde, dude. So I'm give me Aaron Jones if he's playing, I guess. I hate the whole situation. They're both bad.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
We do have some other voicemails, so let's get to those. Jack Boyce's featurette band this week featuring Trent. Trent sent one in saying, good luck in the playoffs, boys.
What's up, fellas? Got a couple start sit questions for you for the first round of the playoffs.
Truck or car? Truck. This has truck vibration again.
Yeah.
Truck. Okay. Did Trent, was Trent our the one we determined was a while back driving?
That was talk.
Yeah. We like to determine this. I don't know if this is delivery truck though, but this is definitely a truck with that vibration sound.
Would you start Justin Fields at Cleveland or Jared Goff at home against Denver in a 4 point per touchdown format?
Can I also present? He sounds like Nick Offerman from the Parks and Rec.
Okay.
How instead here, hold on, listen to this Ron part Swanson. Right here. Yeah, Swanson, listen to this.
Playoffs. Would you start a couple start sit questions for you for the first round of the playoffs? Would you start?
Didn't you hear that? You hear the Nick Offerman?
There? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's pretty good. So Jared Goff or Fields?
Fields. I mean, just the upside. I know Cleveland's defense is good, but like I said, they are a little bit banged up, and he's going to run a lot. So give me Justin Fields.
I have Fields one spot ahead of Goff right now. I move Fields down. I am lower than consensus on Fields this week, but he does so much with his legs. Fields
Denver's just been playing better defense too, but it is in Detroit, so they don't have to deal with weather, and it's indoors for Goff, which is positive for him. So.
Yeah, the consensus ranks has Fields at 8 and Goff at 13. So just for that. All right.
Per touchdown format. Also, got nice and screwed by the Jonathan Taylor injury, so I'm having a whole lot of fun at my RB2 spot. Would you start Keaton Mitchell at Jacksonville? Or if Josh Jacobs is out, would you start one of Zamir White or Amir Abdullah?
You can hear him going over the bumps too. He's got some packages back there. You hear that? those are packages in there dropping.
He's starting to creep me out like the guy that can look at a picture and then be like, I know exactly where that is. And then he shows you the road.
Oh, yeah. I hear. I'm like, this person is in this place and whatever. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
listen, CIA sleeper cell. We don't need to know about the packages in the back of Trent's truck here. Give me Mitchell. I don't know how the Raiders are going to mix those backs. It's on short rest. So I don't want to gamble with Amir Abdullah and Zamir White exchanging carries. I will gamble that Mitchell will take a big one to the house against Jacksonville, whose defense has been bad. So
love Keaton Mitchell. Not enamored with either Raiders running back.
I would love, like, if they said Zamir White or Amir Abdullah were getting the start and going to take the workload, I would like one of them, but they're not going to do that. There's no reason for them to do
that. They would have to say that.
They haven't even announced their quarterback either. And there's rumors that it's going to be Jimmy G. We have no idea what the Raiders are going to do.
And I still wouldn't like the guy, even if they were like, this is the guy, I still wouldn't like him more than Keaton Mitchell. So that
I might, if it was Amir, I might, because the Chargers run D has been bad, but they're not going to do that. So the point is moot. Go with Mitchell.
PPR format. Appreciate the help, fellas. And no, I am not a delivery truck driver.
Oh, no!
But yes, I am driving into work. And no, I will not tell you what I do. I will let you guys keep having a little bit of fun and guessing on that. See you boys later.
What an own. What an own. Trent just did
he
on
knew,
me.
He knew exactly what it was going to be. So.
Okay, so he's not a delivery driver. He's
driving into work.
But that's a work truck.
We heard him go in. We heard him go over speed bumps, too.
So, I believe, I don't know what somewhere. It is yet. I think that's a work truck you're driving, Trent.
It did sound like a diesel engine. So, yeah. I'm with you.
You let us know. You don't have to tell us what you do, but.
Just say warm or cold on the next one. We'll see where we're at.
You know what we need now? I don't know if Trent's in the Army or whatever. This is my cheap plug. Like, Trent, join the Army. But it's like we need him on the special. He needs to give us another hint, and then we have to guess what
it
is.
Reveal. Yeah.
The reveal.
The Christmas reveal from Trent. Yeah. That's hilarious.
And he's like, no, guys, because now I'm fired. So, God damn it. He's like, I'm not supposed to be doing fantasy calls while I'm driving. Driving his truck where he's doing electrician work.
Here we go. All right. You know? Okay. I'm going to say he's a lineman for the county.
Like defensive lineman?
No.
Oh.
For the county.
Oh, okay. All right. Next up is Michael D. Young without a voicemail. I forgot about this. He said, Bogman Welsh, I rolled out Harrison Bryant last week, who promptly got 0 points and zero targets. I just picked up a Conquo. So if any of the listeners are depending on him for their playoff run, they should probably pivot. Thanks for the show.
Oh, wow. That is an appropriate email for this show.
So, my favorite thing is the self-deprecation of like, oh, I'm the cooler. When someone has that, like, they are the cooler, they will ruin something. There's just something so funny about it. It makes
I want to be the ecto cooler for Jake Browning this week. So that's why I picked him. Let's go.
I don't like the ecto word there, buddy. Huh? Well, speaking of ecto, Bogman, it's your boy, Daddy.
Oh. Hello, guys.
Oh, he's in the
Daddy
cellar.
Is back. And we're has a playoff.
Where is he?
Conundrum.
Not near the phone.
Yeah. Not remotely close enough to the phone. He sounds like he's in a like a cellar with like a you know those
with a little dog in a bucket. Yeah.
It puts the lotion on its skin. It puts the lotion on the skin, or else it gets the hose again.
The Affleck basket.
Hurt my throat. Yeah, it sounds like there's like a big radiator going on. But yeah, we're not getting closer to the phone. But what else you got, Daddy?
Daddy needs to know if he should start Aaron Jones or Terry McLaurin.
Both. Ooh, that was water. You hear him turn it off? He's in a bath.
Our failures. Daddy had also been eliminated in another league. Oh. Fantasy football is stupid.
That's true.
Also, Daddy's pick of the week, under 43, Colts Steelers by the half point. Congratulations to the Longhorns, I guess. I think Bama's going to win it all, though. Goodbye, and be safe. Happy holidays.
That was a weird voicemail. That whole thing was weird.
Oh, we didn't answer his question, though.
I don't even remember what his question was.
It was Aaron Jones or Terry McLaurin.
I don't want to start Aaron Jones, but I don't want to start Terry McLaurin.
I mean, Terry McLaurin literally got a donut last week. So if Aaron Jones is up, even though it's against Tampa Bay, I'm rolling him because Terry McLaurin has been miserable.
And they got the Rams too. Well, the Rams last month, the fifth most fantasy points against.
You know what? It's not even about that. It's about, I don't know where Sam Howell's going with the football right now. So he is doing his Jekyll and Hyde bit, and I don't know if he's going to Jekyll or if he's going to Hyde, dude. So I'm give me Aaron Jones if he's playing, I guess. I hate the whole situation. They're both bad.
Awesome. Yeah, and I think I just realized, like, I'm making too much about it. It's like, if Aaron Jones is active, you just play him. Terry McLaurin's not good enough for this. If Aaron Jones goes, you know he'll get some – he'll get hurt again, but he'll get some run, I guess. Yeah, so it's Aaron Jones, but what was that whole situation about, Moise? He was clearly in the bathroom or washing his hands or something. Like, you know, you can't do that without explaining.
Why are you running water while you're recording?
Did you hear? Listen to this. Listen to this.
Playoff. Conundrum.
Listen to that. I thought that was a heater.
Daddy needs to know if he should start Aaron Jones or Terry McLaurin.
Off. After he said Terry McLaurin, he turned the water off of a bath. Either way, it's gross. Either way, it's gross, Mike. Let us know what it is. We're gonna end the voicemails. Goodbye, with horses. Our boy Barrow. We got the Barrow Report, an official Barrow Report for the playoffs, playoff edition Barrow Report. So what do you have?
Bogman, Welsh, ITL. We're out of sync. We've gone from boys to men, and now there's only one direction to go. The Backstreets. It's time for the Barrow Report.
What are we doing?
Starts at PPR. Then the flex. Deontay Foreman, Zamir White, Keenan Allen, or Algier.
Okay, so this is in the flex. Start one.
Keenan.
I mean, it's Keenan by like all the miles.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's asking because it's Easton Stick, but yeah, it's still Keenan.
There's only one direction to go here, and it's Keenan Allen.
Oh my God. Look at you. Look at you.
All right. Next one. Why does his always do that? His always have the doesn't like him.
Here. Now listen to me on Algier. Carolina is bad.
No.
And Algie is a hammer at the end of the game.
Algie?
He is, but no.
What do you think?
Nope. Nope. Right,
one more. Start set PPR. Hollywood or Parker Washington?
Washington. I almost snorted. I will go with Parker Washington.
Parker Washington?
I don't like, I'm done with Marquise Brown. I mean, I don't like either of these, but would you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like either. But
good matchup if Brown is like out there playing against the Niners secondary.
Yeah, it's a good matchup, and I expect the Cardinals to be losing, so they're going to be throwing a lot in the third and fourth. So give me Marquise because of that. But I don't really like either option.
Go Parker Washington.
You know what, fellas? I might not be the new kids on the block anymore, but I'm loving this new edition of the Barrow Report. Washington, Atlanta, Barrow-sama out. Later, Tigers and Gators.
Did we get like meow gamed or something? What did he wake up and he's like, I'm going to do boy band references on there? Was that the meow game?
I think maybe a little bit. I was going to say the South Park, the famous South Park boy band, F*** Your Bang.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember F*** Your Bang? Bang, bang?
No. I mean, not the
F*** Bang, bang you every night. Girl, no. You like F*** Your Bang and it's all right. No? You don't remember that?
No, dicey.
It's about making guns with your fingers.
Yeah, bang, yeah. Bang. No, I know. Yeah. Bang, 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 bang. That's what it's about.
Exactly. Nothing one. Else.
South Park. My kid was like, I watch South Park. And I'm like, nope. No. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, absolutely not.
Yeah, right after that, why don't you go watch some beheadings on break.com? How about that?
Yeah, like Family Guy. No. South Park? Never. When you're 18, when you're not. I'm like, I have a sense of humor and stuff, but I am like, no, nah, dude, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. That was a good one. Thank you, Barrow. You brought something new to it. I would love to know the story behind why you decided to do the thing with the thing with the boys, but that's your call. Yeah, I don't judge what you do when you're not on the podcast here. But there you go. One Direction. Did he get all of them? One Direction, NSYNC.
You did the One Direction. Yeah. Did he do boys?
Yeah.
NSYNC.
Boys to Men.
And then Backstreet Boys, right?
So. Yeah, I think he did a Boys to Men reference in there. Mm-hmm. Boys to Men. It's a new family.
No, O-Town?
Which one? O-Town. No, oh, that's a good one. O-Town.
I only know that one because of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Shout out, by the way, to Andre. What's his last name? Andre Brower. We loved him. He was so funny. He was the captain on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Bogman closer, because Brooklyn Nine-Nine was his show. He brought me onto it, and I absolutely loved it. And I did stop watching in the final season.
I mean, everybody watched
it. Became not funny.
It is. It's an outstanding show. You know,
he was so funny, and he just passed away at 61.
So good. Yes. Yeah,
which 61. Is also terrifying, by the way, as a 40-year-old thinking like, oh, 20 years from now, I'd be dead. Like, that's.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
We are out of here.
Ogman and the Welsh, take your bows and deserved curtain call. Thanks for this opportunity and everything that goes with it at deck our bows. You know, some balls we did roast, so I give you this toast. Let's raise our glasses for Bobman and the Welsh, 'cause we have them the most. So they can pot on and on and on and on. We are in this league, my friends, and we'll keep cheering on our team. Tell the world we are. Tell the world.